Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That is true, Voice Guy. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And now we are joined on the Fan Hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, by Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. And Jeff is brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. A few things went on yesterday, huh?
Yeah, just a few. Where do you want to start? O'Neal Cruz, your new Pirates center fielder. Why don't we start there, Jeff? What are you making of it?
I think it was time. I know he has done some things. There are times you watch him make a play at short and you're like, wow, that's pretty impressive. But I think they had to make a move. Center is an interesting choice because he hasn't played a ton of outfield. And now you're the guy in the outfield. I kind of want to watch how this transpires and how his communication skills improve over the time he's out there in the outfield.
Jeff, he obviously has the athletic ability to do it. But do you think that, you know, with his communication skills having to improve, and there's a lot that goes on in the outfield and especially at center field, as you just were saying, but do you think he has the mentality to want to do it? Do you think he wants to be the guy that has to move positions? And, you know, how is he taking it, and will he take it in stride and actually put forth the effort of being a really good center fielder?
Well, you know, both Shelton and Charrington said he was, you know, quote, disappointed. I'm guessing maybe borderline pissed off because he's worked so hard. Like, his whole identity, like, you remember, Dorn, you probably were a shortstop. Adam, you're probably a shortstop. Like, when you're a shortstop, it's like,
thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. Right field, you know, through and through.
Yeah. You're the man. Like, you don't want to leave shortstop because it's like, oh, yeah, that's the cool. And I think even in the majors, like, hey, that's what I am. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be this guy. I've worked so hard to initially hear it has got to be tough. And we didn't talk to him yesterday, probably for the fact that they still wanted it to sink in for him. If he puts the kind of effort he puts into shortstop and some of the extra work he did with all of his footwork, I think he can be successful. I just haven't seen it. So until we see it, I want to reserve judgment. But, man, I don't remember. I mean, Van Slyke had a big arm, like someone that had an arm like that in center. Obviously, in Pittsburgh, we've seen some great arms in right field. That will be interesting.
No doubt about it, and I think he has the ability to be a very good center fielder. Doran brought up a really good point a couple of segments ago, Jeff, that the Pirates are so focused on defense. Austin Hedges, Michael A. Taylor, they bring in Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. We know about Key Brian Hayes at third. IKF at short, Nick Gonzalez at second base with Key Brian. This should, in theory, if Cruz isn't horrendous out there, make them a much better defensive club, no?
Yeah, it should. And then, you know, even if you want to count up the middle as Andy Rodriguez, you know, that should make them you know, with Rodriguez and Bart, they should be better in that standpoint too. But yeah, and I don't, obviously Connor Falefa may be just a 1 year solution. Now they've had all these guys that have played short in their career, including their first overall pick this year, that now it's like, okay, maybe they can play short because we don't have that shortstop anymore. And we'll probably see, you know, guys in the mix. It probably will be IKF, but we'll see guys. Does Peguero move back over to short? You know, how did, you know, there might be an opportunity to get one of those young bats from AAA, at least into a competition or into a mix where they're, you know, some type of utility player next year.
Jeff, with the Pirates somewhat waving the white flag and experimenting and obviously moving O'Neill Cruz to center field, do you think that we will see Joey Bart at first base getting reps or even Henry Davis getting reps at first base?
You know, Henry didn't even go down to the minors and play any first base. So I doubt we'll see Henry at first. It makes sense. But there's something that they don't see that, or they don't see a good fit for him at first base, at least not at this point. Joey Bart, maybe. I think that's interesting because if you have Endy Catch, I don't know what Henry is. Henry's got to prove himself as a major league player. Maybe he does that over the last couple of weeks here. But yeah, I think that's an intriguing one. Although what I would want at first base next year isn't on this roster right now. I mean, go find a first baseman. Go find an impact first baseman for next season.
Jeff Hathorn with us, our sports director here on the Fan Morning Show. Today, 4 p.m., roster cutdown time across the National Football League. Jeff, do you think that the Steelers will get a, I don't want to say a playmaker at wide receiver, but a useful wide receiver at some point today? Do you think the Steelers are looking to improve over their slot corner position at some point today?
Yeah, I think they'll take a flyer on both. And maybe it won't be anybody that sticks, but I think they'll take a shot. You know, Beanie Bishop was referring to it yesterday. He's like, you know, people were asking, hey, you're getting, you know, opportunity. Do you think this is your spot? He's like, whoa, I got to make the team. That's my focus. I got to make the team because I know when you're hurt or they bring guys in to take a look. And, I mean, he probably senses they're probably going to take – I mean, they have two slot corners right now. And, you know, Beanie's battled a little bit of an injury. I mean, you assume he would be okay. But, yeah, I think they'll look at that position. I think they'll look at wide receiver. And it's one of those days that, for us, at least for me, it's kind of uncomfortable being in the locker room because yesterday there were some players gone. Today there'll be some players – may not be officially gone yet, but it's just that weird feeling. And I mean, these guys bust their tails all their life for this dream. And it's just this odd feeling. And it's not that you don't want to be there, but you really feel for how hard these guys
absolutely
work.
Absolutely.
Jeff, what do you think's in front of, you know, for this season and, you know, looking how the season's going to go and how much of an impact Nick Herbig will have this year? I mean, fantastic preseason, fantastic training camp. You know, he's obviously the reserve behind Highsmith or Watt. What do you see happening with Herbig this year, and how much playing time do you think he'll actually get on defense?
Yeah, it's an interesting point because you think, okay, he'll get some reps behind TJ, he'll get some reps behind Alex, but you're probably not going to give TJ the reps off when it's 3rd and 10, and the same with Alex. We haven't seen it yet. I mean, does he have the skill set? Does he have the run-stopping ability right now that you could get Mad Scientist and make him a third linebacker in a passing situation? Like, but how do you have three edge rushers? Like, it's a, you know, do you stunt him and have him go up the middle? Like, there's intrigue. But Dorn, to your point, I mean, this is a guy who's proving that he deserves more time, or maybe even needs more time on the field because he's a playmaker, and you don't want it just to be because if there's an unfortunate injury, but maybe there's some way, or I mean, you could keep some of those guys even fresher. But again, I'm not going to take TJ off the field in those key passing situations. And Alex has proven to be really good. So I guess it's a good problem to have, but man, this dude, he's really showing off that speed in the preseason.
Is it all quiet on the Freiermuth Cam Hayward front, Jeff? I was expecting at least one of these things to be done by now, but maybe I was expecting the wrong thing all along.
I still go with the theory they're trying to figure out if they're able to make a move. And because both those guys are in even yesterday, were in tremendous moods, have no stress. Now, maybe they're just completely washing it, but I'm talking about even after practice when they might have time to think about it. Like, they don't seem like they're bothered about anything. Again, that could be completely separate from what their contract situation is, but they've still got a little time. We see it take a while with TJ. I'm surprised that not at least one of them has happened, but I'm not overly concerned that neither is going to sign at this point.
Jeff, tremendous stuff. We appreciate your time as always, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you, boys.
Have a great day, Jeff. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. I'm having bizarre muscle twitches going on over here.
Where at? You have muscle?
I'm having bizarre skin twitches over here.
Where at?
Left leg.
Oh.
It's like vibrating. It's very weird.
You have spasms.
I am having spasms. That's correct.
You're having spasms.
I've had a lot of coffee and potentially some nicotine this morning, and it's bubbling up.
Mm.
I don't know what that's about.
Are you worried?
I'm not worried so much as I am frazzled, and it's making me uncomfortable. So good luck to you for the next 2 hours and 48 minutes. I'm sure I'll definitely not be unbearable for you, Doran.
Oh, great. For the rest of the week, really.
Oh, I'm just so excited.
I mean, it started yesterday with the Garrett Graham jersey.
Green.
Graham. What's his name?
You'll know by September 15th what his name is. Oh, there we go. A little trash talk early. How about that?
Okay.
Who's going to be pitch quarterback? Holstein? Yarnell? Both? Two at once? The great thing about that, real quick, on Narduzzi, they released their depth chart yesterday, and there was an or between Yarnell and Holstein. Mm-hmm. I'm correct on Holstein. I was just learning Veer. I had just figured out Veer. Anyway, he throws an or in there. Says both guys are going to play. We don't really need to know who Pitt's starting quarterback is until they start playing against Cincinnati.
Correct.
Both guys will play a ton, you would have to figure, in the first game of the season against Kent State.
That's who, and after that game, that's whenever they are going to put their real evaluation, and that's who'll be the starting quarterback after Kent State.
So, I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I think that's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to not give both guys more of an opportunity to cement themselves as the guy in a game that matters, which is a regular season game coming up on Saturday at noon. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, we'll react to some of what Jeff had to say about wide receiver and corner. Also said something about Joey Bart that I will respectfully disagree with. And I will agree with Thor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley, at Score and Doran, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee. Unless we get money for you. Talk to Jeff Hathorn in the last segment. Want to react to some of what Jeff had to say. Are you smarter than a plumber? With Southside Jake coming up next. And there's a new twist on our little trivia game. And I thought last week was probably my favorite of all time. So looking forward to Jake's revenge coming up in about 13 minutes here. Before we get to cutdown day in the NFL, Jeff said he wants to see the Pirates add a impact first baseman this offseason. And okay, fine. I mean, they go out there, they get a guy that's a proven dude who's hit 30 homers in the big leagues and not a couple of years ago like Rowdy Tellez, someone who's done it, performed consistently, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. I'm not going to complain about the Pirates doing something like that. But you brought it up earlier in the show. If you're going to move O'Neill Cruz to center field, everything's on the table. So Joey Bart at first base makes a ton of sense to me. And I was thinking, okay, does he profile as an impact bat at first? And obviously he doesn't have the plate appearances to qualify for this, but he would have, in Major League Baseball this year, the fourth highest OPS for a first baseman. Vlad Guerrero Jr. 1, Bryce Harper 2, Freddie Freeman 3, Christian Walker, who's a really good player for Arizona, is 4. He would slide in between Freddie Freeman and Christian Walker and would have a higher OPS than guys like Pete Alonso and Josh Naylor. So if he would be this guy moving forward, he would absolutely profile as an impact bat at first base.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's on the IL right now. When he comes back and he has to do his rehab assignment at AAA, have him play first. I love that idea by you. You might know by the end of the year if he can cut it there, and you might know by the end of the year, might know, if O'Neill Cruz can cut it in center field. You would have answered two massive questions going in next year.
Huge.
And Henry Davis can be a part-time DH, part-time catcher. Andy Rodriguez is a better defensive catcher. He could be your guy next year behind the plate. You could answer some questions there, man. I really like that idea.
Couldn't he cut it there, though? That's the thing. Like, whenever somebody like him, like, that's a catcher that has the acumen, obviously baseball acumen, and is somewhat athletic. I mean, he's not Grandal running. You know, he's more athletic than he is. Like, why couldn't Joey Bart cut it? Like, would it be because he's just uncomfortable with stretching and catching? I don't know. I don't see why he couldn't.
I think it translates great.
Me too.
I think
he
if
has
you
a glove.
Yeah, I think if you're a good enough catcher, you should absolutely be able to do it at first. I mean, we know he's got the arm. That's one of the reasons he's back there. I don't think he's a great defensive catcher. I don't think he's a great pitch framer, things that the Pirates do value. So why not try him out at first base and just see if he can cut it there? And I imagine he would. I know there's the whole Moneyball scene where it's incredibly difficult. I get that. Just give him a first baseman's mitt. If you can pick it behind the plate,
right,
you should be able to pick it at first base, and you save wear and tear. It's an easier position. You should be able to play every day. And it's not like you get a player who had no pedigree, and then all of a sudden, wow, we're really surprised, and you can't count on it moving forward. He was basically drafted. He was drafted 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
He's got pedigree. He has the talent. So I think this was just Joey Bart needing a change of scenery, blossoming into a good player, and I think that bat is going to continue to be a plus bat for you. So I like that idea a great deal. And if you're going to do it with the offensive cornerstone probably of your franchise, because Brian Reynolds is a known commodity, if you're going to do it with O'Neill Cruz, you could do it with anybody else, and no one should be able to bat an eye. So I really like that.
And you also don't want to waste Joey Bart. Like, I mean, not saying that they would waste him, but say Andy Rodriguez comes back. I mean, he's their guy, in my opinion. Like, I know Joey Bart's done fantastic this year, but, like, Andy Rodriguez, and then they could split time. I understand that. But, you want to get him in the lineup as much as possible. And if he could play a different position and could be a mainstay with that bat, like, I don't know why you wouldn't do it. And then, you know, part-time, he could still catch.
Yeah, because I'm not in love with the idea of Andy at first. I know they're doing that now just because they want him to hit. They just want him to play baseball.
Right.
Like, I don't look into that as they think he's their long-term solution at first. You talked about it earlier in the show. They place such a premium on defense.
Yes.
So they're not going to take the best defensive catcher of those three and have him be the one that they move full-time to first. Henry Davis would make sense at first, but he has never hit a lick in Major League Baseball. So I'm not moving him there thinking he's the solution. So who would be, frankly, the obvious choice? I think it would be Joey Bart. So do it when he comes back from injury. He's got a hammy. He's not going to be out forever. Those things can linger, but it's not like he's an NFL player and he's running routes. Like, play catcher, play first base. Sometimes you run to first base. Okay.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Get him out there in AAA, AA, whatever. Play him at first base. We also talked to Jeff about roster cutdown day. He thinks the Steelers are going to get a wide receiver, thinks the Steelers are going to get a corner. Here's what I'll say on corner. they should be looking for an upgrade, particularly at the slot. They've only got two on the roster, and I don't think you can be excited necessarily about either of them. I think it's too late in the process, though, to start whomever they acquire at slot day one. We saw it last year. I thought that Desmond King move.
We thought that was great.
Oh!
Then he never played.
He never played. Couldn't learn the defense. It takes time. So I think Beanie Bishop's probably going to be your starter day one, but it does not mean you can't get a guy that can start more games for you at that position.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver, is it the same? Like, let's say they trade for Brandon Ayuk today, or let's say they get John Mechie, or let's say they get Tim Patrick. Tim Patrick of the Broncos, John Mechie of the Texans. The Steelers reportedly have reached out to those teams respectively about acquiring those wide receivers. Can they come in play day one?
It depends on the offensive philosophy, and that's usually whenever you do go to the scouts, it's like, okay, like this guy has played in my type of philosophy of offense. It would be harder if it is a totally different offense, but you know, throughout my career, like I was lucky enough to go to different offenses that I already knew the terminology. I already ran those offenses. It's the same mindset of different coordinators that I had before, so it was easy. I just walked right in there and played. But that's not always the case. It's harder on offense to learn than defense. Defense is just, I mean, you got to cover and you got to drop. You got to blitz. Like, it's not that hard to go in there and play on defense compared to offense, where you got to know different route combinations, different snap counts, different audibles, and check with me's, things of that nature. So if it is a guy, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, who could even link to, like, if it was like Russell Gage, who just got released by the Ravens, he'd walk right in and play because he was already in the offense, that type of offense. So, and offenses, they're different, but, you know, a lot of them are the same. So, that's a long answer, but.
No, it's a good answer because, I mean, you'd like to upgrade as soon as possible. Like, I would imagine if they trade for Ayuk or they get one of these two guys, that guy's going to get a hat. That guy's going to play against Atlanta on the 8th. He's not going to play 100% of the snaps. He's going to play 30%, 40%, maybe. It just depends on what the game plan is.
You can kind of individualize it, though, too. Like, and I mean, it's a lot easier to learn the audibles than to learn the whole playbook. So, like, it's like, all right, like, you know, just
interesting.
Russell Wilson's out there. You call the play. You got a new guy, and you just look over at Ayuk and just give him a signal. It's like, okay, like, this is what you're running. Like, Russell Wilson would be like, all right, you know, throw an X up, and you're running a slant.
I was going to ask that question because this is the layman in me. You get in the huddle, you call your play, blue X, 42X, scat. That probably sounded really stupid.
Well, no, actually, it didn't.
I nailed it! And then...
it was real stupid.
Okay, thank you. And then you really appreciate that green dot. And you're Russ, you just put your arm around Ayuk. Okay, I just called the play. You're running a fly. Yeah. Go stand by the boundary near our sideline. You're running a fly. You're running a post. You're running a slant. Whatever. You could just do that, can't you? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have your own signals. You know, Russ is, I mean, he's going to be in the film room the whole time. So, like, you bring somebody in, and it's just like, all right, like, you know, I'm going to call the play, but this is what you have on this play, and you're the Z receiver. So, you know, I'm going to just give you a peace sign, and that means go. Peace out.
See, that sounded stupid to me, but you actually know what you're talking about. This stupid football signal talk coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We're calling in audible. We've got our great football segment coming up at about 7:50 today. Coming up next, I'm very excited about this. Are you smarter than a plumber? Southside Jake! With Are You Smarter Than a Plumber, one of our favorite segments. And last week, I would say, the best rendition that we've ever done. And now it's round two of Are You Smarter Than a Plumber 2.0 with Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Good morning to you, Jake. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How are we today?
Good.
Pretty good.
A little nervous because we got you good last week and you said you're coming back in kind this week. So what do you got for us?
You know what? I don't know if I did. I don't know if I like this game. I think it's too easy for you guys. What jersey are you wearing? Is that a Geno Smith jersey?
No, this is a Will Greer jersey. You may well yet see the Geno Smith jersey later on in the week. Might have to bust that one out.
Mm-mm-mm, I love it. All right. You guys know the rules of what we're trying to do here. You know what? I think I'm going to limit it to three.
So you're going to give us clues, and we're going to guess the athlete, correct?
Yep. And I'm going to limit to maybe three clues, maybe three statements with multiple clues, something of that nature.
All right, that's fair.
We'll go with that. So we'll start it off here first. Do we want to do like? Do we want to give you a position or like anything else besides?
I don't know. You formulated the clues. Give us what you got.
All right.
We'll see if we can figure it out.
Let's go. This is new to us. We're gonna learn it.
There'll be lumps. It's like Cruz in center field. We'll figure it out.
This athlete was drafted in the MLB and the NFL. Okay, dual drafted athlete. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Two-time. I'm going to throw you for a loop here. Two-time Big East Player of the Year.
Oh, that does throw me for a loop.
Pat White.
Yep. Boom.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know. I looked at you. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I was thinking initially he was going Russ.
Deion Sanders.
I was thinking Russ or Kyler Murray just off the top of my head.
I was thinking Bo Jackson or Deion.
I would have gone Bo Jackson. He goes right into my wheelhouse.
And you just, wow. With that jersey, that ugly-ass jersey.
They are ugly, this version
of
the jersey.
Ugly.
They're nasty. They're gross.
And I
have, there's nacho cheese on this. This jersey's been through some stuff. I can't wear a white jersey because I'm going to get all kind of nonsense on it. All right, so we're one for one. Good job, the WVU man, Doran, with the answer there.
All right. 2014 first rounder in the NFL draft. Heisman Trophy winner.
Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
We chest up,
working.
Eyes up, prayed up. We are just kicking Southside Jake's ass.
Work.
I tell you what, and I'm not even giving you like good clues either. That's impressive.
I'm so confident in our ability to kick your butt, Jake, that this third one could be for all the marbles.
Yep.
This can be like the old home run derby money ball that was worth more homers. If you stump us on this third one, you can win the round because
yes,
I'm that confident.
Same.
Okay.
Pressure now.
Arguably one of the most hated people in Pittsburgh history. I like the guy personally. I think he's a heck of an athlete. Okay. former Pitt quarterback.
Kenny Pickett's not back. He's not that hated, so it can't be Kenny.
No, I said I like this guy. Comeback player of the year.
Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco.
You got it.
Man. I'm on it.
Because he really wasn't. I mean, he was kind of a former Pitt quarterback, but he wasn't, you know.
I don't know that Joe Flacco is that hated. Like, I don't like Joe Flacco.
He played for Baltimore. He left Pitt. I mean, come on.
Pretty good point by you.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Jake, this is a lot of fun. I like this better, and not just because we keep beating you, but I think you got people in their cars back at home that are screaming answers into their radios, and I think that's exactly what we're looking for, man. So keep it up.
I agree.
Do you have a bonus fourth one?
No, I actually don't. Well, I don't. No, I can't give you.
See, he's already working ahead to next week.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee next week. I'm at least going to win one.
Yeah, good luck. We're 6-0.
Yep.
Jake, this was wonderful as always. Thank you so much for your time, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
See you guys. Have a good week.
See
you
Jake.
Too. Southside Jake, bye. You got the Pat White. I feel like that's not a great look for me.
That isn't.
No.
Like, you had to think about it. Like, I saw like the Rolodex going in your brain. I'm like, wait a minute. Big East?
I got stuck on Russell Wilson immediately because he's the Steelers quarterback. And we were not bamboozled by that. We knew he was the Steelers quarterback the whole time.
We were not bamboozled. Mm-hmm. You're right.
I'm happy you got Pat White. If we would have gone 0-for on that, that would have really stunk.
That would have been real bad.
Yeah.
Big East didn't trigger anything, no.
I started thinking about Pitt guys. So that's no good either.
No.
I'm losing my WV fandom card day by day. These were ugly jerseys, by the way.
I'm saying they're all ugly.
I know what you're saying. Wait till we bust out the new digs this year. They look good. Did you talk to EJ about my idea that I probably shouldn't throw out there because this really makes me take my Dub V fan card away?
No, but you should say it.
It's a great idea.
It is a great idea. I love it.
When Pitt plays West Virginia, Pitt should wear their 2007 uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they don't love to go back to the old colors, the old scheme, because the new stuff is so perfect, but just a little salt in the wound, and actually next year would be perfect, because they're going to play in Morgantown, and do you know what the date is that they're playing?
No, what is it?
September 13th. They're playing on 9/13 next year, Norin. Would that not be the biggest troll job ever?
Ever.
I think that that's fair play, too.
Do you think that they should go back to the actual ones we wore, or should it be the new colors with the block pit?
I think you go all the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that'd be a hell of a move. Because last year, you know, the Sweet Caroline at the start of the fourth quarter, West Virginia, they're trying to troll a little bit. That would be an ultimate troll job
that
by Pitt.
That would.
Oh. And then give Narduzzi some crutches on the sideline just as a prop. He could be a prop comic that day. I think that'd be a good move. All right, coming up next, we got Caboli at 8. So Caboli for a full hour today from 8 o'clock until 9. Up next, we've got our great sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun brought to you by Champ Tires. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Caboli scheduled to join us from 8 o'clock until 9, the Pat McAfee NFL and Steelers correspondent. But I just got a text from him that said, this traffic can eat my bleep.
Eat is what? What does bleep mean?
I would use your imagination.
There's a lot of things that...
Yeah. And I'll leave it up to the imagination.
I don't even know. I want to imagine any of it.
No, you know, a good point. Ooh. Imagine the word, don't imagine the act.
Oh, okay.
You would never want to imagine the act.
Oh, man, I was about to throw up.
It is now time, suck that puke on in, for the great sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. There's all kind of NFL stuff going on, Doran, of course, and CeeDee Lamb has reached an agreement on a record four-year, $136 million deal that makes him the second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The deal includes a $38 million signing bonus and about $100 million guaranteed. Now, many on social media have been speculating that this could affect the Brandon Ayuk negotiations. I think Ayuk understands that he's not CeeDee Lamb, that he's not Jamar Chase, that he's not Justin Jefferson. I don't think it has much to do with that at all. What I do think is now the Bengals are going to have to pay Jamar Chase a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Jamar Chase has an argument that he and CeeDee Lamb, they're all in that same group. Like, there's five wide receivers that I think on any given day can be the best in the sport. Cincinnati, you better nut up for $40 million a season.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's looking like that. I mean, it's just very interesting to me that this gets done before Ayuk, though, too. Like, I mean, this is... and this
It
is
doesn't of, help the Niners.
It doesn't help, no. It doesn't help at all. But this is one of those situations. You know how you look at contracts and guys get paid in the NFL. I remember when Andy Dalton got like a $100 million contract or something like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, Andy Dalton's making that much money? This is one of those contracts where I was like, oh yeah, he deserves every bit of that, every penny.
Absolutely.
He deserves every penny.
This isn't Daniel Jones. This isn't Christian Kirk getting the 18 mil a couple of years ago and resetting the market a little bit.
But my question is, like, you knew you were going to pay him. Why drag it out even this long? Like, you knew that you need him. You knew it was going to get done. Why even put up a fight if you're Jerry Jones?
Like, I agree with that.
That's where I'm at. Like, why even cause a little bit of friction that they did for that, you know, like a week or two when he was like, yeah, well, we don't have anything in mind yet. Like, why even do that?
I agree with that. Like, look at what Justin Jefferson's making. Look at A.J. Brown. Look at Tyreek Hill, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Pay him more than some, maybe less than another, and bada bing, bada boom, you got yourself a deal.
Yeah.
$100 million guaranteed, $38 million signing bonus. He was never going to turn that down.
Man, $38 million signing bonus. You walk in, you get that check. You know, take some taxes out, but you just sign, and bang, there's a check right there. Bang. Maybe not an actual check, but that direct deposit will hit within a week, and you just see probably about, what, $20 million, $21 million right in your bank account. Bang.
I wouldn't want to do it that way. I would not want it to go right into my account. I want them to give me a giant check.
like a lottery check?
Yeah, like one of those ones where they'll come knock on your door and, hey, you've won the grand prize. I would want to walk into a bank with a cardboard check. Now, you'd have to have your bodyguards. You'd have to have like 30 bodyguards. walk up in there with that massive ass check just so people know I got the big swinging bleep.
Dang.
All right, one more NFL thing, and we'll mix a bunch in with Kaboli as well. NFL kickoff rule. Bill Belichick was on, I think it was with McAfee yesterday, and said that if it were up to him, if he were the head coach of the Patriots still, he would have his kicker kick it through the end zone every single time for the first 2 months until he figures out what the rest of the league is trying to do. And he said he believes that a lot of teams are going to do that, which means it's not going to work. If every team in the league says we're going to kick the damn thing through the end zone for 2 months, it's going to look a lot like last year, just a little bit more confusing.
Well, if you kick it through the end zone, it goes to the 30?
See?
I know. Well,
Doran, there are no follow-up questions.
But, I mean, I was trying to figure out what's going on.
Don't do it.
I think it's the 40.
I'm making a new rule. A new rule for our fan morning show. If I ever bring up the NFL kickoff, you are not allowed to ask follow-up questions.
I'm going to make a rule, too. If you bring up the NFL kickoff, I'm going to ask a follow-up question because I don't know and you don't know. So why do we even talk about
it? The worst thing is I knew and now I forgot.
Same here. That's exactly what happened with me.
I read the whole thing.
Couple times.
Pomp explained it.
Yep.
Missy Matthews explained it.
Joe Buck
explained it.
No idea.
It goes right in. And then 2 weeks later, when you need it for recall, it's gone.
You know what I do know, Crowley, is my ass would have been cut so quick because I'd have messed it up.
Kicked it outside the landing zone on Saturday.
I'd have messed up some way. I'd be done. I'd be right today. I'd be like, all right, bartender, as Pomp would say, because I'd have messed something up.
Future bartender of America.
No idea.
Yeah, they kicked that ball outside the landing zone. And for a moment, I went, ooh. And then I said, what happens now? And they moved that sucker, what, to the 40? I just asked you a follow-up. And I watched the game. Mark Kaboli is going to join us next for a full hour. We'll see if he gets here on time. But traffic is a kick in you-know-what. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, oh my God, high in 94.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.